Hello, one and all, to the 334th episode of the Quarantine Cast, sponsored by Voluntary Viewing and recorded on Monday, August 9th, 2021. Do you guys have anything to open with today, or can I go for it?
I started Invincible. And if I'm only like part of the way through the first episode, definitely going to give it another one. But if I don't like this show, it's because I can't watch anime. Like, bro, it's so bad. How do you guys watch that shit? Like, the fucking art style and the animation style is garbage.
Wait, I didn't think Invincible was an anime. Isn't it just a cartoon?
Okay. Are you saying that because, like, you're anime purist?
Who's no, like, well, I'm Americans like, can't make anime. Anime is called anime for a reason. I mean, like, it's not the same as just a cartoon, right? Like, there are distinctions there.
I mean, it's definitely nebulous. I don't know. I haven't seen enough of Invincible's art. I don't know how much of an anime influence is in Invincible, which is, it's my understanding that it's entirely a Western production, but then again, Avatar and other shows from that have come out of the West.
It's like very famously not an anime. It's just a cartoon.
Andrew, just because you like something doesn't mean it's not an anime. Come on.
Not an anime. I don't know. Who declared? Is there an international department of anime affairs?
So people that like Avatar and don't like anime say that it's not an anime, and people that like anime for the most part talk about how they are sick of people saying that Avatar is an anime, because they're like, bro, it's not. Like, you don't even get anime. Avatar is not an anime. Which, sure, I'm saying that I agree with the people that are shitheads, but
yeah I just give people on your side a lot of grief.
I just don't think it's an anime.
The art style is identical.
It's just animated. It's just a cartoon.
Oh, yeah. It's just any old cartoon. It's like Rick and Morty or Bob's Burgers or Family. Like, it's all over the place. It's a completely different art style from anime. Come on, man. You've seen the clips. You know. It is literally, absolutely, maybe it's just mimicry. And maybe I don't have a fine-tuned enough eye to really see the gargantuan differences. But, like, it's, at the very least, heavily inspired by anime, and it's so fucking jerky and so, like, just hard to watch, and I don't get it. I really hate that fucking art style. It is atrocious. So if I don't like this, it's gonna be because I just cannot appreciate anime and that art style, because this is an intriguing story that I've heard a decent amount about, and I like a lot of the people in it. And so far, I've enjoyed the plot of the first episode.
Yeah.
I just am fucking struggling with watching the art style.
You haven't finished the first episode?
I'm like 90% of the way through.
Oh, because aren't they like 20 minutes long?
No, they're hour long.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought they were like 22-minute episodes.
Nope. I mean, gotcha. I don't know. Worst comes to worst, you know, there is definitely a YouTube video out there that's just every Omni-Man moment from season one of Invincible. You can watch that, and then I think you'll get, like, 90% of the cultural zeitgeist that this show has accumulated.
That's not why I'm watching it. I'm watching it because I want to watch a good show that came out recently.
Fair.
No, it's not super recent, but
it's this 2021, year. 2021, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's this year.
That'll count. So that'll count for the top tens.
If it fucking makes it. I don't get it, man. It's hard. It's really hard to watch. I don't know what I'm missing, but, like, when a character, like, swings a mace and it connects and everything freezes, and then the guy goes flying at, like, 8 frames per second and, like, hits a wall at 8 frames per second and, like, choppily bounces down, and, like, and then, like, a character's talking and the mouth, like, is the only thing moving, and it's kind of not looking good. I have to put on the subtitles.
Ryan's
because
just
I
watching
can't
with,
actually
Ryan's just watching
anything.
With really bad internet connection, so his frame rate's fucked.
No, that's all anime for me, is they animate them on the 2s or sometimes on the 3s in certain sequences because they gotta save money, and it's expensive to do full motion animation.
I don't think this is spoilers, but it's definitely my understanding that this is a show where the budget kicks in, and then maybe it'll start looking a lot better for you if you give it a little more time. And I hope it does.
Every anime that I've started watching does that. Like, I'm sure that there's animes that don't have the budget kick in later. Like, and they all look like that to me, and it is almost unwatchable. It's like when my mom started watching single camera comedies for the first time, and like it's kind of like handheld, you know, because it's supposed to be a mockumentary or whatever the fuck. Like, and she's like, I get sick, I can't watch it. Like, the camera's fucking going all over the place. And I'm like, you know what? Fair enough. Like, that's totally reasonable. That's me with anime. I'm like, I'm literally like, my eyes hurt watching this shit. So, yeah, that's where I am right now.
Does it look better or worse than that half an episode of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure you watched?
Better, but because stuff happens.
Oh.
Worse in that it's kind of exposed by the stuff happening. Like, it's exposed when they're doing these crazy over-the-top action set pieces that the half an episode of JoJo's that I watched did not have. So, like, yeah, it's a little less egregious when it's, yeah, one character standing stock still really awkwardly as his mouth goes... And for people who can't see, just mouth literally just going up and down. Like, yeah, that's a little less jarring, but like, it's also, you don't really get points for that in my book when you just don't have to do anything interesting with your animation. So yeah, and like Castlevania, same thing. And like when I tried to watch fucking Attack on Titan briefly and towards the end of high school, because I was like, oh, this is like all the rage in anime apparently, and was like, no, it's all the fucking same, man.
I hope you enjoy the end of that episode.
Yeah, we'll see,
man. Attack on Titan dials it up quick, and that didn't even get you, because it's starting to sound like to me your issue is not only just the constraints of the medium visually, but also pacing in general. No,
it's not
okay.
That. It's the constraints of the medium visually. All right. And if you make it better than it is, it's not anime anymore. Now it's Western animation, because they actually have fluid character movement and take time to animate the mouths so that they match up with what they're seeing. And like, this is an English anime. Like, they don't have the excuse of, oh, it's been dubbed. Like, no, this was produced entirely in English with English voice actors. They don't even have that excuse.
Fair. Fair enough. So. God damn. My thing is that the other day I realized that my kitchen counter is, or like the breakfast nook part of my kitchen counter, is tall enough that I can work off of it as though it's a standing desk. And holy shit, I was so productive that day. Like, I've quietly been like, okay, you have a standing desk. Good for you, pal. Judging people for maybe my entire adult life, but I get it now.
You've just quietly been...
Yeah.
Lucas quietly been judging everyone.
I mean...
Lucas quietly having a good camp.
I mean, like, I'm not going to pay $800 for a standing desk, which I think is the going rate, but also, fair, you know? I get it. I get the appeal now.
No. Like, $800 for, yeah, like, a fancy transition, like, you can sit at it and stand at it, and blah, blah, blah. Like, if you just wanted a exclusively standing desk, that'd cost the same as any desk.
Yeah, I'm seeing $600.
Have it higher.
$600 out of the gate.
Yeah, but like one of those that transitions, right?
Desks are fairly
standing and sitting
just on their own.
Okay, I mean, my desk is an IKEA table.
No, I'm like, I'm saying this to Lucas, because Lucas is saying that like a standing desk that just stands up costs like $600. Like,
yeah,
desks are expensive.
I mean, yeah, go to IKEA, mm-hmm. get longer legs.
Just get a couple of goddamn build a cinder $40... blocks, stack them on top
yeah,
of each other.
Yeah, just and literally just stand it
on top of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I think I remember seeing that there's a whole subculture of IKEA mix and match kits.
Yeah. IKEA modders.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yep. No, that's a whole ass subreddit, and I'm sure that you could search there, standing desk mod or whatever, and then they'd be like, oh yeah, you just get this fucking leg to go with this flat tabletop, and bam, good to go.
It's like, not to put either of you on blast, but you're not texting each other right now, right? Like, you're both independently on your phones on the... Okay, cool.
I just got a bunch of text messages. Apparently, I'm doing a virtual condo tour in, like, 45 minutes.
Ooh. Getting into the condo game. I dig it.
Yeah. Andrew's investing in real estate. Well, you're doing it at the right time. You know what they always say.
Yeah.
Buy during a bubble, sell when you can't make the payments.
Yep. Buy high, sell low. Foolproof success.
Buy at the peak of the bubble, sell when you lose your job, can no longer afford the mortgage payment, and actually don't sell because the bank is going to foreclose on you.
You get nothing.
Good day, sir. I don't.
Actually, no, you get less than nothing because it also tank your credit score. And, yeah. It would be a punishment.
And your wife leaves you, and your kid can never look you in the eye again.
Yeah.
Erections are a thing of the past. Yeah. I don't think any of that's going to happen to you, Andrew.
Is that what ED is? Like, you just literally never, ever get one again. Like, yeah, the rest of your life.
Erectile dysfunction is when a mule kicks you in the groin and makes you impotent.
You can literally no longer... have an erect penis for the rest of your life. Ever.
Can you amnesia that? Like, if you get the same mule to kick you in the groin again, does it make it work?
I think you need fucking the Fonz to give it a bump. As I think that might be a Family Guy joke that I ripped off.
What?
Yeah.
The Fonz from Happy Days.
Yeah.
You always bump the jukebox to make it work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Except it's
the Fonz. You're gonna hire Henry Winkler
to come
for his going rate, which is probably no joke. Dressed as the Fonz, which is probably gonna double his going rate.
It's gonna cost like $8,000.
Andrew, the Fonz isn't coming in for fucking SAG minimum rates. Like You're talking 50K, take it or leave it. Like, and then if you want him to be in character, yeah, probably even more so.
Yeah. Henry, I think we all know why you're here today. Oh yeah, you want me to, you want me to pretend I'm the Fonz again? Yeah, like I've done this a bunch of times. I need you to get me hard, Henry. I need an erection, Henry.
Bump it. Also, I like your Henry Winkler.
I didn't know
you had
that in
your bag.
I just realized I can't do a Henry Winkler impression. I don't know what a Henry Winkler impression sounds like.
It's very quiet. It's kind of Christoph Waltz, but English, but like American accent, you know? Like it's very quiet, and he kind of enunciates. Yeah, I don't know. That's the best I can do.
The erectile...
You want me to do what? With your penis?
The erectile dysfunction ads I've heard, or erect, no, people are advertising. Hey, check out the
erectile
dysfunction
shows.
Yeah, we've all
taking.
Seen them. They're all around the place. You know, we all.
They're all in our targeted ad.
I told you guys that in privacy. That they really targeted.
No, yeah, I've
me
gotten those too. Like a lot of my podcast, Roman Hymns. I think those are the two big brands.
I feel like those are for hair loss, though.
Are they?
Right or no?
I think
Hymns at the very least.
Hymns is
hair
loss. I think Roman is like in general. Like I think there's hair loss low testosterone, probably ED shit.
Mm-hmm.
You have problems being a man.
Yeah. You're in your early 40s and your entire life is falling apart.
No, Hims does it too. I just checked. They got both. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, they definitely have both. But yeah, I feel like the reason we get targeted for that is because they're probably preying on guys entering their late 20s and are maybe starting to notice like, oh, wait, that seems a little thinner than I remember.
Why can't I masturbate twice a day every day anymore? What's going on?
My refractory period's so much longer than it used to be.
Better take a boner pill.
Yeah, they're definitely... And I know very little about erectile dysfunction and what living with that or the symptoms are like.
Me neither. I know nothing about erectile dysfunction. I mean, I'm so far removed from what you guys consider erectile dysfunction. Just, I'm always hard, honestly. I've never been soft.
Straight Bruce Bannering it.
I always have a little bit of a chub going. The commercials do paint it as like, never, oh, you can't get an erection. Ever. We got you covered now. Like, is that how it works? Like, do you guys have any more insight into this than what I do? Because I only have a painting of it from the probably inaccurate ads.
I think it's like remarkably effective because it is just kind of a blood thinner that was like discovered by accident to just always give men boners. Like, I do think that it is that simple. Like, they were like, this will be fantastic heart medicine for, you know, people who need better circulation and that's important to keep them alive. And then some doctor was like, let's test it, and was just like,
shit.
So, side effect here, like, we found something, but this kind of works too. Like, maybe we should just pivot a little bit. This might actually be more lucrative. So, yeah. I think that, yeah, it is kind of just that simple. Like, just straight up, it's just a matter of dosage. And if you go too far into the dosage, then you get the 4 hours tidbit, which... remarkably unpleasant.
We've all been there. We all know what it's like to have a doctor cut open our dick to bleed it like it's the goddamn 17th
century. Is that how it works?
Century.
Is that how they keep...
I think it's a needle that, like, I don't think that they drain it. I think
into
like
a bucket. A wooden bucket.
Okay, yeah, that's it. I think it's just like some sort of steroid or something that makes it go, woo, okay, never mind. Also, I feel like getting a needle jabbed directly into your penis is gonna
I mean, unless it's
have an
like
impact
heroin
there.
Or something. Which, yeah, that's still doing an impact.
What? That was a thing that you just said.
Yeah.
Oh. Boy. You wanna get that where there are a lot
can't
of veins,
get that
mental you know?
Out of my head.
Increase blood flow. Get it all over your body super quick. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know why you said it. Just don't know why you said it now. You are medically accurate. You were so focused on whether or not it was possible. You never thought to consider.
Scientists only asked if they could, never if they should.
Yeah. Like climate
what?
Change.
Scientists asked if they should do climate change.
Yeah.
And well, no, they didn't ask
no,
if
they
should. They
didn't
ask if they could.
Can
like,
we
can
the climate?
Fuck the whole world.
Yeah.
Should we? That's not something we're going to get into, because right now we're proving that we can.
Let's run an experiment. We'll destroy the planet, extracting every last ounce of natural resource that's readily combustible, and mass market these transportation vehicles and lobby to every politician that will listen to allow us to continue to do it because that'll make us more money.
Trade proposal.
And
I get every single resource that the world has ever offered. You get climate apocalypse.
What if
Shall we make a deal?
You get vroomy boys for 100 years, and then
what if we artificially inflated the value of an industry that produces these resources, and even when there's a stretch when there's so much of that resource that it's functionally valueless, they still have the political sway to form major policy. How about that? Is that smart? Huh.
Yeah. You receive... car payments?
You receive all the blame for climate change. I receive all the money.
What are you doing to release or to...
I'm recycling! As the government flies a C-137 overhead, burning as much fossil fuel, or creating as much carbon in the atmosphere in 1 hour as a station wagon would over the course of its 20-year lifespan.
What was the tweet I saw recently? It was something to the effect of, Pacific Ocean is on fire. Millennials, ah shit, I forgot my tote at home. This one's on me. Climate change is on me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was BP tweeted, like, we are taking the vow to reduce our carbon footprint. What are you willing to vow? And someone replied, I vow to never spill 41.6 billion tons of crude oil into the Gulf of Mexico. It was like, okay, that's pretty fucking cool.
We can take that vow. The Voluntary Viewing Podcast is taking that vow right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go right along with it.
I will never do it.
Yep. I will never crash a cargo ship into the shore, spilling 200 billion tons of crude oil into a very delicate Arctic ecosystem that will never recover. That's my vow.
I will never manipulate public thought into thinking that methane is less of a potent natural gas than crude oil, therefore making fracking extremely popular for a short period of time.
And blame it on cow farts.
Yeah.
And just so that everyone will laugh and be like, haha, it's not actually important because cows fart a lot. Not realizing that's a whole nother issue of our agricultural society just turning into straight feeding these cows food that they don't naturally eat so that they can get fatter faster so that we can all eat more meat.
Yeah. Pump these things full of corn and deal with it because we make too much corn, but we can't stop for some reason.
When will money be valueless? What's your guys' over-under on the U.S. dollar being valueless?
I'll take the over on that one, Ryan. All my money, double down.
Okay, I'll take the over on that one too, but... Like, if someone told me 10 years, I wouldn't say they're crazy. almost certainly wrong, but probably not crazy.
You think potentially by the time we have another president in office, that's when money is valueless? Oh,
well, no, we wouldn't have another president in office now, would we?
So you have thought this all the way
there would be
through.
No election.
Yeah, no, once money stops working, people aren't going to be concerned with the election.
Let me drive over to the ballot box and put my vote in. Every vote counts, you know? As I use my Mad Max resources that I've gathered from my murdered neighbors.
Yeah, no, as the tanks that roll down the street blow up your childhood home, you're like, man, I really should have voted.
I forgot to vote. Yeah. I don't know, man, but it's within our lifetime, right? Definitely within our lifetime, like, the money that we're all saving so that we can retire is going to literally not have any value anymore. More like material goods and things that actually are tied to scarcity will.
I need more assets. I gotta diversify my portfolio.
No, you don't. You need to get rid of the money. You need to offload the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, like you need physical assets. You need fewer liquid, more physical. You need land. You need guns. You need vehicles. You need water.
If I have water now, I'll get addicted to it, and that'll cause trouble for me down the line. All right.
Also, the U.S. military is requiring people to get vaccinated, or soldiers to get vaccinated, and everyone was like, "What?
Show me
the
law."
That's illegal.
And it's like they made them get vaccinated for anthrax.
Yeah, they made them get vaccinated which was, for everything else, always.
Which was kind of a risky vaccine, is my understanding. Like, that was not recommended for general population consumption because it was actually, like, had some pretty severe side effects. Mm. This one's pretty chill.
Yeah, but that was because of terrorism, Ryan, which is a serious problem.
That's an actual problem.
Yeah.
Unlike
COVID, which has only killed...
Co-hoax 19.
Yeah. Jesus.
God damn it. All right. They're well, on that slightly uplifting note, thank you all so much for listening to the... No? Disagreeing, Ryan? Not slightly uplifting that the Army has to get vaccinated at least? Oh, boy. Well...
No, I want our armed forces to
Thank you all
die.
So much for listening to episode 334 of the Quarantine Cast. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for highlight clips. Support us on Patreon or give us money directly through the Anchor Podcast platform. Act Blue link in the description down below if you want to help a collection of great progressive causes. Email us your questions and business opportunities, voluntaryviewing at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at v2_podcast for updates. And follow me at Lucas DeRuyter on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. Fresh week ahead of us, everyone. Good luck with it.